Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨，
你好。Happy Mother's Day.
各位母亲节快乐。
As we go through this weekend, depending on our circumstances in life, Mother's Day can be a day of great celebration as we honor our mothers or remember them with great fondness and love.
在我们度过这个周末的时候，在我们每一个人不同的生活境况中，母亲节可以是成为一个我们庆祝的日子，去孝敬他们，去孝敬我们的母亲。
But for some, it can also be a day of great pain, a day of great struggle, a day of sorrow and sadness.
但对于另一些人来说，这也可能是一个很痛苦，也很挣扎的一天。
Now, with all the various reflections that the day brings with it, the Bible has some great stories of mothers, and we can all gain insight into the heart of a mother.
随着这一天带给我们的各种反思，圣经中也有一些关于伟大母亲的故事。我们今天一起来洞悉其中一位母亲的心。
Today's passage is the story of the birth of Samuel and his mother Hannah.
今天我想讲的是撒母耳的诞生和他母亲哈拿的故事。
You see, the book of Samuel was written in a time of great moral decay, a time of prayerlessness, a time of spiritual decline. People were falling away from God, and they were neglecting their faith.
你会看到撒母耳记是写于一个道德沦丧的时期，一个没有祷告的时期。一个属灵衰落的时期，人们在远离上帝，也在忽视他们的信仰。
And it was during this time that we find a man by the name of Elkanah. He was a faithful man who followed God's ways.
就是在这段时期里面，我们看到了一个名叫以利加拿的人，他是一位忠于上帝的人。
And as we look up in the story of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 2, it says this.It says that he, that is Elkanah, had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Penina. Penina had children, but Hannah had none.
我们从第二节开始看这段故事。圣经写道，他有两个妻，一名叫哈拿，一名庇尼拿。庇尼拿有女儿，有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。
Now, you see, in those days,Not that it was God's ideal plan for marriage, but it was customary for a man to take on a second wife if his first wife could not have any children. In order that he can pass on his family line, in order that he can pass on his spiritual heritage and inheritance to them.
在那个时代里面有一个习俗，不是说上帝对，这是对，上帝对婚姻的计划，但是如果有一个男人的第一个妻子没有办法生孩子，他会娶第二个妻子，为了能够给他传宗接代。
It was considered a woman's destiny. It was her life purpose to bear children and to run her home.
那个时候，人们认为女人的命运和生活的目标就是生孩子，并且顾她的家。
It was a role that defined who she was in society at that time.And it gave her meaning in life as well.
这个角色决定了她在社会中的地位，并赋予了她人生的意义。
Verse 3 says this. It says, year after year, this man, that is Elkanah, went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice,He would give portions of the meat to his wife Penina and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion because he loved her. And the Lord had closed her womb. Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat.
撒母耳记上第一章第三到七节讲到，这人就是以利加拿，每年从本城上到示罗，敬拜祭司万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、菲尼哈当，菲尼哈当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭的日子， 将祭肉分给他的妻子毗尼拿和毗尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，毗尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，毗尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。
Now, just imagine for a minute. Imagine the despair. Imagine the shame that Hannah felt. Having another woman in her home day after day whose purpose was to fulfill what she could not do for her husband.
现在请大家试想一下。试想一下哈拿所感受到的绝望和羞愧，每天有另外一个女人在她家里面，目的就是为了完成她对她丈夫无法做的事情。
Imagine the day when Penina gave birth to her first child.
试想一下毗尼拿生下第一个孩子的那一天。
How did Hannah feel seeing her husband so overjoyed and yet knowingShe has no part, really, in future generations.
Hannah 是如何看到她丈夫如此的高兴，但是她却知道她在这后代中却完全没有份。
To add to her pain, Penina taunted her and rubbed salt in her wounds. Penina's words provoked Hannah, and she was reduced to tears, and she had no appetite.
为了增加哈拿的痛苦，毗尼拿嘲弄他，并在他的伤口上涂盐。毗尼拿的话激动了哈拿，使他流泪，令他没有食欲。
And then Elkanah, her husband, said to her in verse 8, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
撒母耳记上第一章第八节讲到，她丈夫以利加拿对她说，哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？
Ouch, very, very insensitive. Men, do not, I repeat, do not say these things to your wife or to your spouse or to any woman for that matter.
真的是非常麻木不仁啊。啊，男人们，请不要，我再讲一次，请千万不要说这些话，不论是对你的太太还是对任何的人。
You see, Elkanah tries to comfort his wife, but instead of listening to her pain, he's rationalizing her problem.
以利加拿试图安慰他的妻子，但与其聆听哈拿的痛苦，他正在理顺他的问题。
He tries to solve instead of seeking to understand.
他试图解决问题，而不是寻求对哈拿的理解。
In essence, he's saying, Sweetie, you've got me. What more could you want? Hannah, honey, am I not worth more to you than 10 sons?
事实上他是在说，亲爱的，你有我，你还想要什么呢？亲爱的哈拿，我对你来说不超过十个儿子吗？
Wow, I'm not sure if he understood how much she wanted to have a child.It's almost as if his lack of understanding actually heightened Hannah's pain.
我真的不确定他是否了解哈拿多想要一个孩子。他所缺乏对哈拿的理解，实际上加重了对哈拿的痛苦。
But nonetheless, it says in verse 9, it says, once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now, Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
不管怎样，在圣经第九节中讲到，他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣。
And so first, we can see her heart's ache. Her heart's ache. Hannah released her pain.
首先我们看到哈拿心里的痛楚， 她的痛楚得到释放。
You see, Hannah's pain was so much more than she could bear.
你看，哈拿的痛苦超过了她所能承受的。
She cried from the very core of her being, releasing all her pain, releasing her anguish, releasing all her disappointment, all her hopelessness, all her misunderstanding, her frustration, her fears.
她从她内心深处呼求，要释放她所有的痛苦，所有的苦楚，所有的失望，所有的绝望，所有的误解，挫折，恐惧，愤怒。
She carried all these around with her all this time.
这些是她一直所背负的重担。
But Hannah felt free to express herself. And at this moment, she laid before God what was in her heart.
哈娜情不自禁地去对神来表达。就在这一刻，她把她内心深处的东西，压抑已久的感受，全部摆在了神的面前。
Her pent-up feelings, her pain,And she cried out to God.
并且她在神的面前呼求。
You see, despite her bitterness of soul and spirit, in regards to the things that were happening in her life, she actually yearned for God's presence.
你看，尽管她在灵里和精神上的各种各样的苦楚。
That's why she poured out her soul to God, the Bible says.
她渴望上帝的同在，这就是为什么哈拿向神倾心吐意。
Now,She may have felt that God had forsaken her. And there are times in our lives when we'll feel that God has forsaken us too.
她可能觉得上帝已经离弃了她。其实有的时候我们也会觉得神离弃了我们。
When we face closed doors, when we are provoked by our enemies, when we feel bruised and broken by all the pressures of life, when we hear insensitive remarks,When we are thoroughly misunderstood, we will feel alone. We will feel abandoned.
特别是当我们面对被关闭的一扇门，当我们被敌人挑衅时，当我们被生活的压力挫伤或破碎时，当我们听到乱言蜚语，或者是被彻底误解时，我们会感到孤独以及背弃。
But you see, Jesus also felt alone and abandoned, forsaken.When he was on the cross, and he cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?
但是你看，我们的主耶稣也感受到这种孤单和背弃。当他在十字架上被遗弃时，他大声呼喊，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And so Jesus understands us.
所以主耶稣能够理解我们。
Jesus understands our pain and our sorrow.And our disappointments in life.
主耶稣能够理解我们心中的苦楚，心中的那些失望。
And Hannah, at this time, had a real breakthrough in her relationship with God when she realized that God could handle her anguish, God could handle her frustration, He could handle her realness and her honesty about her situation.
哈拿就在这个时候与神的关系中有一个真正的突破。就是当他意识到神可以解决他的这种怒气，可以解决他的挫折，可以接受他的真实和诚实。
And this brought a whole new dimension of genuineness in her prayers to God.
这为他的祷告带来了一层真诚感。
Verse 11 says this. It says, And she made a vow saying, Lord Almighty, if you only look on your servant's misery,And remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
撒母耳记上第一章第十一节讲到哈拿许愿说：“万军之耶和华啊，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华。”不用剃头刀剃他的头。
As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I'm a woman who's deeply troubled. I've not been drinking wine or beer, I've been pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of the great anguish and grief of my heart. Eli answered, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and they went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife, Hannah, and the Lord remembered her.
圣经当中继续讲到第十二节，哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子。我因被人激动，愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。以利说，你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿。
First, we see her heart's ache. Hannah released her pain.
首先，我们看到哈拿心里的苦楚，她的痛楚得到释放。
And second, we can see her heart's cry. Hannah released her prayers.
第二，我们看到哈拿心里的呼喊，她释怀的祷告。
She prayed not with eloquent words or with perfect form, but with the deepest desire in her heart.
她并不是用有说服力的言语或完美的形式来祷告，而是以内心最深切的渴望来祈求。
You know, sometimes our prayers are not what we say, but the crying out from the depths of our souls.
有时我们的祷告不是我们所说的，而是从我们心灵深处的呼求。
When was the last time we prayed from the very core of our beings?
我们最后一次从我们内心深处的祷告是什么时候呢？
Hannah prayed until she sensed the Lord's peace. She yielded her will to God.
哈拿祷告一直到她感到神的平安，一直到她将自己的意愿交给了神。
What happened afterwards?Did her circumstances suddenly change?
之后发生了什么呢？她的境况改变了吗？
No, but her face was no longer downcast. She left with the spirit of peace in her heart.
没有，但她的脸却不再沮丧，她带着从神来的平安离开。
You see, Hannah did not lose faith in God despite her misery.
尽管她有苦难，但哈拿并没有对上帝失去信心。
Though she realized that God had closed her womb, she still sought his blessing. She still sought and prayed for a son.
虽然她意识到神不使她生育，但她仍然寻求他的祝福，为要一个儿子而祷告。
And she still made the annual trip to worship him.
她仍然每年都去敬拜他。
And because of her faith,God heard her prayers.
因为她的信心，神听了她的祷告。
She wrestled in prayer. She waited and she worshipped in her barrenness.
她苦苦地祈求，在她不育中等待敬拜。
Her prayer was unusual, as it was not with external words, but it was with internal desire and trust.
哈拿的祷告是不寻常的，因为她不是用外在的言语，而是用内心的渴望和信任。
Its potency, its strength, does not lie in eloquent words, but in the depth of desire and trust in the Lord.
这种祷告的果效和能力，并不在于有说服力的言辞，而是在于内心深处对神的渴望 和信任。
Someone said that desire is the very soul of prayer.
这种渴望就是祷告的灵魂。
When was the last time we prayed like that?
我们上一次像这样子祷告是什么时候呢？
You know, I remember that there are various times in my own life when I would approach God that way.
我记得在我生命当中有几次我也是这样子向神祈求。
I remember one instance, and I'll just recall that shortly to you. It was a time when I first became a believer in Christ.
其中一次就是当我刚刚出信主的时候。
And that was back in like 1981.
这是1981年的时候。
I still remember...I was the only one in my family. There's seven children in my family, and I was the only one who was a Christian.
在我家里面，我有七个孩子，我有六个弟兄姐妹，我是唯一一个信主的。
My brothers and sisters were not. My mom and dad were not.
我的弟兄姐妹，我的父母都没有信主。
And when I would, I was in Winnipeg studying architecture at the time. And when I came back to Vancouver.I shared with others that I had received Christ.
我当时在温尼伯学建筑，当我回到温哥华的时候，我跟我的家人分享。
And I still remember, you know, my brothers and sisters, they didn't really know what I was talking about because they'd never gone to church before. But I remember my in-laws at that time.
我当时记得我的兄弟姐妹完全不了解我在讲的是什么，因为他们从来没有去过教会。但是我清楚地记得我的岳父岳母。
My in-laws at that time really didn't understand why. Because I would go and do things with them. I would drink with them. I would, you know, do a lot of crazy things with them. And they didn't understand why I would want to believe in God.
我的岳父岳母当时非常的不理解我。因为那时候我经常跟他们去出去吃喝玩乐，然后做一些很开心的事情。他们完全不了解我为什么会相信神。
And I still remember them.They made fun of me. They were ridiculing me. They didn't understand why I believed in God, and so they were giving me a hard time.
我记得很清楚的是，他们那个时候还在讥讽我特别是对我相信神来这件事情来开玩笑。
And I remember praying to the Lord. I said, God, why did you make the first one in my family to receive Christ? It is not easy being a Christian.
我记得当时我向神呼求说，神啊，你为什么叫我成为我家的第一个基督徒？我真的是不知道为什么。
And I remember praying, literally praying every night for my family to receive Christ. Even to the point where when we had birthdays, when it was my birthday, my wish, my prayer would be that God would bring someone else in my family to know him.
我那时候真的是每天晚上都在从内心深处向神祈求，甚至当我在我过生日的时候，我生日的这个我的愿望就是能够让我的家人来信主。
I would pray this prayer in the morning. I would pray this prayer before I go to bed at night. I would pray this prayer every day of the year until.I sense God gave me peace in my heart.
我清晨起来这样子祷告，晚上睡觉前也如此的祷告。我这样子一直的祷告，一直到我的心中充满了神的平安。
There was such a great depth of desire in my heart to bring this to the Lord in prayer, to pray for my family, and to ask the Lord to bring someone else to the full knowledge of who He is, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那个时候我真的是从我的内心深处有一种对神的渴望，对神的信任希望神能够让我通过我能够把神的福音带给我的家人。
and 2 years later, my sister, who's just older than me, she received Christ.
两年后我的姐姐信主了。
2 years after that, my brother received Christ.
在两年之后我的兄弟也信主了。
Another couple years after that, another sister received Christ.
在两年之后，我另外一个姐姐信主了。
And then another brother.
另外一个兄弟。
And then another brother.
另外一个兄弟。
And another sister.
另外一个姐妹。
And then my parents.
然后我的父母。
God listens to the prayer that is prayed from the depths of our heart.
神会听从我们从内心深处对他的祈求。
Thank you so much for interpreting that. Most of my notes I gave to him, that I did not give to him at all. You see, Hannah's misery drove her to pray to God. The Bible says that in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
圣经中讲到哈拿心里愁苦就痛痛哭泣, 祈求耶和华, 哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷。
And she kept on praying to the Lord.
她不住地在耶和华面前祈祷。
This is a repeated request, bathed in tears. And when tears are in our eyes, when there are tears in our hearts, our prayer comes from our heart.
这是一个充满了泪水,而且是一个反复的请求。
When we pray like this, like Hannah did, God takes notice.
当我们的眼中和我们的灵里面充满眼泪的时候,我们的祷告是从心里面发出的。当我们像哈拿一样祷告时, 神会聆听。
And when we get down to business with God like this in prayer, He will take notice.
当我们在祷告中与神共事时, 神会聆听。
Are our prayers cold? Are our prayers unmoving? Or are they fervent and moved by desire? A desire from God that we would pray that prayer.
我们的祈祷是冷漠的,没有感动的,还是热切,带着意愿,带着对神,对我们生命的意愿。
You see, the depth of Hannah's misery reached the depth of God's mercy.
哈拿深深的苦难得到了神深深的怜悯。Verse
20 says this, So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him. When her husband Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifices to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always.
圣经里面撒母耳记上第一章二十节开始讲到哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。以利加拿和他全家都上市罗去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。哈拿却没有上去，对丈夫说。 等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。Scholars
say that Samuel was about 3 to 5 years old when Hannah brought him to the temple.
圣经学者们说，当哈拿带撒母耳到圣殿时，他那时3到5岁。And
there she said to Eli in verse 26, she said, Pardon me, my Lord, as surely as you live, I'm the woman who stood beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he'll be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
撒母耳记上第一章第26节开始讲到，哈拿对以利说，主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我，我祈求为要得这孩子。 耶和华已将我所求的赐给了我，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是，在那里敬拜耶和华。And
so Hannah handed her son over to the Lord.
这个时候，哈拿将他的儿子献上，在圣殿中服侍。In
order to serve in the temple. First, her heart's ache. Hannah released her pain.
首先我们看到哈拿心里的苦楚，她的痛楚得到释放。Second,
her heart's cry, Hannah released her prayers.
其次我们看到哈拿心里的呼喊，她释怀的祷告。And
third, we can see her heart's hope, Hannah released her son.
第三，我们看到哈拿心里的盼望，她愿奉上她的儿子。Now
I can't imagine how difficult it was to offer her son after she wanted one so badly.
我真的是无法想象她在苦苦 求得来的一个儿子之后，他将他的儿子献上，是多么困难的一件事情。
I can't imagine how much she must have prayed for him during those years in preparation to let him go one day.
我无法想象那几年哈拿不断地为撒母耳祷告，就是为了要预备将他献上的那一天。
I can't imagine how she must have felt saying goodbye to Samuel and handing him over to a priest who could not even raise his own children properly in God's ways.
我也无法想象哈拿在与撒母耳告别的时候是什么感受，特别是将他交给一位无法以神的方式教导自己孩子的祭司。
The Bible says that Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they were wicked in God's sight.And they sinned greatly in the eyes of the Lord.
在圣经中讲到以利的两个儿子是邪恶的，他们在神的眼里犯了大罪。
Yet she relinquished her son Samuel and released him to God.
但是哈拿仍然放手将撒母耳交给神。
She trusted that God would look after her dream, that he would look after her hope, that he would look after her son.
他深深地确信神会看顾他的梦想，看顾他的希望，也会看顾他的儿子。
She obviously had deep faith in God, and she rejoiced in his sovereignty, she rejoiced in his knowledge, and she rejoiced in his care.
他显然对神有着深深的信心，并对神的主权感到欢心，对神的智慧和他的看顾也感到欢心。
It says in 1 Samuel chapter 2, each year,His mother, that is Hannah, made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice.
撒母耳记上第二章中讲到，他母亲就是哈拿，每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候带来给他。
I can't imagine how Hannah felt when she would go visit him each year as she went up from her town to worship God.
我无法想象哈拿每年来敬拜神的时候去看望他是一种什么感受。
I can't imagine how much love and care she would put into making him a little robe, knowing that he would grow each year. How she felt as he tried it on.
我无法想象哈拿知道撒母耳每年都会成长，他用多少的爱和辛劳为撒母耳做一件小外袍。当撒母耳试穿的时候，他又有何感受？
Will she take back the older robe as a keepsake, as a reminder, and use it to remeasure the new robe the following year?
他会把他的旧袍拿回来吗？作为一个纪念品，来提醒他，并用它来重新测量下一年的新长袍。
God blessed her with a son, but she returned him to God.
神赐福给哈拿一个儿子，但哈拿将儿子归还献给神。
Having come with nothing, she now returns to give back everything. She released her son with hope.
本来一无所有，但她现在却将她的所有献给了神。她带着希望献上了她的儿子。
You see, God helps us to let go of our own tiny vision.In order to receive the greater good that He has in store for us,
神帮助我们从我们微小的意象中走出来，是为了让我们能够得到他为我们预备的更大的益处。
Through her prayers, Hannah learned to love the gift giver more than the gift.
通过哈拿的祷告，她学会了爱那赐予人的多过爱那所赐的。
She released her grip on her situation, and what did God do?
他放开了对他现状的掌权之后，神做了什么呢？
He blessed her with more, the Bible says.
圣经中讲到他得到了更多的祝福。
With three more sons and two daughters, it says in 1 Samuel 2:21.
在撒母耳记上第二章二十一节讲到他有三个儿子和两个女儿。
A transformation had taken place in her heart as she began to pray.
当哈拿刚刚开始向神祷告的时候，他的心就改变了。
See, God did not forsake Hannah, but He heard her cries. He met her in her desire, and He answered her prayers in ways that were unimaginable to her.
你看，神不但没有遗弃哈拿，而且反而听了她的哭求，在她的绝望中遇见了她，并且用她无法想象的方式应允了她的祷告。
So her story is a lesson to me to release my pain to God and not hold on to it.
我从中学到不能抓住我的苦楚，反而要交给神。
To release my prayers to God with greater honesty, with greater desire, with greater devotion.
带着更多的忠诚与带着更多的诚实与忠心向神释放我的祷告。
And to release my life, to release the life of my son to God with greater faith.To the one who knows what's best, to the one who created the heavens and the earth, to the one who created him, my son, in the first place.
带着更大的信心将我的生命，将我儿子的一生交给神，交给那一位知道一切并创造天地万物的，也是那位创造我儿子的神。
I'm going to ask my wife, Debbie Simo, to come up and share a little bit about our story about our son, releasing our son.
我想邀请师母来分享一下我们将我们的儿子交给神的意义。
Good morning. Okay, thank you. 25 years ago, I gave birth to my son, Chris.He was delightful, joyful, but a very strong-willed baby.
25年前，我儿子 Chris 出生，他是一个活泼、快乐，但意志非常坚定的一个宝宝。
One moment I was caring for this fragile life, feeding and cradling him to sleep in my arms.
一开始，我照顾这个微小的生命，喂养他，抱着他在我的怀里睡觉。
And then I blinked, and he was an active little boy.
然后一眨眼间他已经是一个活跃的小男孩了。
Then I blinked, and he was a moody teenager.
然后又一眨眼，他变成了一个喜怒无常的青少年。
Then I blinked again, and in a few short weeks, he'll be graduating to become a doctor, being released to the world to care for others.
然后再一眨眼间，在短短的几周内，他将毕业成为一名医生，回到社会中照顾他人。
One moment, I was hoping he would start eating vegetables as his baby food.
一开始我真的希望他小的时候会多吃一些蔬菜。
And now he is cooking and telling me to eat more vegetables and less meat.
现在他会在家做饭，并且提醒我要多吃菜，少吃肉。
Like Hannah, often we conceive our children first in our hearts and prayers before they are even physically conceived.
就像哈娜一样，在我们孩子的胚胎还没有形成以前，我们常常已经在心中和祈祷中孕育我们的孩子。
Somehow, when we are ready, we start by praying for them to be conceived, and then we pray for them while they are in our wombs before we meet them face to face.
不知何故，当我们准备好的时候，我们首先开始祷告，求神赐我们有个孩子。
They become part of our hearts and souls well before we ever meet them in the flesh.
然后在他们出生以前，还在母腹中的时候，就继续为他们祈祷。
So,I think the idea of releasing our children is very difficult.
在他们还没有出生前，他们就已经成为我们的心灵的一部分，所以我认为献上我们的孩子这个想法是非常困难的。
And we need constant reminding that we are merely stewards of our children, but they belong ultimately to our Heavenly Father.
我们需要时时刻刻地提醒我们自己，我们只是我们孩子的管家，他们终究是属于我们天父的。
There have been many times I was challenged by the Lord to release the care and upbringing of my son to the Lord.
主曾经多次的挑战我，将我儿子的成长和教养交在主手中。
I was a full-time working mom. I struggled with releasing my son to the Lord when I had to return to work and put my son in daycare at 5 months old.
作为一名全职的在职妈妈，当我不得不重返工作岗位时，我很挣扎将儿子交在主的手中，让五个月大的 Chris 去托儿所。
Or releasing his performance at school to the Lord when he received a does not meet expectations.
或者在儿子成绩单上出现没有达标时，将儿子在学校的表现交在主手中。
Or releasing his health to the Lord when he developed a heart condition that he eventually grew out of.
或者在他心脏出现问题的时候将他的健康发展交给神。
Or releasing his feeling of rejection to the Lord after we forgot to pick him up on time from school while he waited for us in the rain for about an hour.
或者当我忘记从学校去按时接他，让他在雨中足足等了一个小时。
There was also the releasing of the impact of my failures as a parent because I was too busy to pay proper attention.
另外也有作为家长却因为我太忙而没有注意到所造成的一些影响交在主手中。
For example, when Chris had two big cavities in his teeth, or I accidentally pushed a small object into his ear and it got stuck.
比如说当发现 Chris 有两颗很大的蛀牙的时候，或者是我偶然间将一个很小的物体推到他的耳朵里并且卡在那里的时候。
Or when his pillow that had Lion King on it became a ball, round. And then finally I realized I needed to get him a new pillow and I gave him a flat pillow. He was so happy. He was like, thank you, mom, for the flat pillow.
又或者是当他的狮子王的枕头非常的不舒服，甚至变成一个圆球一样的时候，那个时候我不得不为他买一个新的枕头。Chris 那时候为有一个平的枕头而感到高兴。
Or when I couldn't give him good advice in a situation.
又或者是当我无法在某些情况中给他好的建议的时候。
But by God's grace, he has survived, and whatever difficulties we faced in our relationship and my inadequacy as a mother.I give thanks that the Lord has redeemed and restored in time.
但是凭借着上帝的恩典，他活下来了。无论是在我们的关系中遇到什么困难，以及我作为母亲的不足，他都度过了。
The wife of the late Reverend Billy Graham, Ruth Graham, shared.
已故葛培里牧师的妻子路德·葛培里曾经分享这样一句话
：Mothers take care of the possible, the feeding.Encouragement, provision of needs, education, etc. But we must trust God for the impossible, the conviction of sin, the hunger and thirst for righteousness, and spiritual conversion and salvation. Sometimes, as parents, we try to do the impossible work, but we must trust God for the impossible, and we take care of the possible.
他讲到母亲会做到能所做的，喂养、鼓励、提供所需、教育等等，但我们必须相信上帝会做到我们所做不到的，对罪的认知，对正义的对正义的饥渴，以及属灵的悔改与救恩。有的时候我们作为父母试图做那些我们做不到的，但我们必须相信上帝会这样做，会做这些，而我们要做的就是所能做的。
Is this not only true as parents of our children, but perhaps in other areas of our lives as well?
不仅是我们作为父母，作为孩子的父母，其实在我们生活中的其他领域也是如此。
What have we prayed and conceived in our hearts that we need to release to the Lord?
我们在我们心中和在我们祷告中所孕育的，我们必须交给神。
But today's passage, Hannah prays.So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He will be given over to the Lord.
在今天的经文中，哈拿祷告说：“所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。”
As I reflect on this verse, whole life jumps out at me.
当我思考这段经文时，终身这个词凸显出来。
Though at many turns I thought I was releasing Chris and my inadequacies as a parent to the Lord.I'm not sure I really released his whole life to the Lord.
虽然我很多的时候将 Chris 和我作为父母的不足之处都交给神，但我不确定我是否真的把他的终身都归于主。
I released each issue or each stage to the Lord, but now that Chris is 25 years old, I really have to release his whole life.
我把一个个的问题或每一个阶段都交在了主的手中，但现在 Chris 已经25岁了，我真的要把他的终身都归于主了。
I'm not just cutting him off from the family cellular phone plan, but to hand over his whole life to the same degree Hannah did.
不是说只把他从我们的家庭手机计划中移除，而是把他的终身像哈拿一样交在主手中。
I did prepare one other Mother's Day sharing on May 14th, 1995.
我在1995年5月14号的时候准备了另一个母亲节的分享。
I shared the following after reading 1 Corinthians 13 on love.
我在读过哥林多前书十三章中关于爱的经文后这样分享。
I found my old notes. As a mother of a 2.5-year-old named Chris, this passage challenges me as much as my son challenges me.
作为一个两岁半的名叫 Chris 的母亲，这段经文就像我的儿子一样挑战我。
Yet I'm amazed how much love oozes out of me for this child. It reminds me how much greater God's love must be for me.
然而我很惊讶自己为这孩子付出了多少的爱，这让我想到神为我付出更多的爱。
As a working mom, I struggle with the fact that I have so little time to teach Chris.
作为一名在职的母亲，对于只有很少时间可以教养 Chris， 我感到很挣扎。
The one thing I hope is that Chris will learn howTo know with his heart that I love him with all my heart.
我所希望的是 Chris 会学习用心认知，我是全心全意的爱他。
Because in life, the heart remembers all things, although the mind forgets.
因为一生当中，即使是我们头脑忘记的事情，我们心中也都会记得。
As a Christian mom, I pray that through my love, for Chris will know that he is secure in God's love.
作为一个基督徒的妈妈，我以爱心来祈求，希望 Chris 会知道他在神的爱中是一无所缺的。
That he will know that God's love never fails.
他会知道神不辜负他的爱。
I pray he will be grateful for all God has done for him so that he will face challenges courageously, love others selflessly, and serve God wholeheartedly.
我祈求他会对神为他所做的一切而感恩。让他能勇敢地面对挑战，无私地爱他人，并且全心全意地侍奉神。
Hannah prays, I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He will be given over to the Lord.
Hannah 祈求说，我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给了我。所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。
I find though I prayed this prayer when Chris was 2.5 years old.
我虽然在 Chris 两岁半的时候这样为他祷告。
It is a prayer I would still pray for him now that he is 25.
但是对于现在25岁的他，我仍然会这样为他祷告。
I think a mother's heart and prayer doesn't change.But as we pray, we must learn to release our children's whole life over to the Lord more fully.
我认为一位母亲的心愿和祷告是不会改变的。但是当我们祷告时，我们要学习把我们孩子的一生全部交在主手中。
We are reminded to trust the Lord more completely, knowing that He loves them much more than we do.
我们要常常被提醒去更完全地信任主。因为知道他比我们更爱我们的孩子。
And allowing the Lord to use them for His glory and not our own.
并且允许主用他们来荣耀他，而不是荣耀我们自己。
And as I stand here today, I wonder if the Lord is saying, in a way, as we give our children and their whole lives to the Lord, may we also give our whole lives over to the Lord as well.
我今天在这边站立跟大家分享的时候，我想提醒大家的是，当我们把我们的孩子的一生交给主的时候，我们是不是也要把我们自己的一生全部交给主
？Thank you.
谢谢。
And so as I reflect, as we reflect on the story of Elkanah, Hannah, and Samuel, I wonder.If Hannah could have imagined that one day Samuel would become one of Israel's greatest prophets because she released him to the Lord.
当我在思考以利加拿、哈拿以及撒母耳的故事的时候，我想哈拿是否可以想象撒母耳有一天会成为以色列最伟大的先知之一，因为哈拿将他交给了神。
I wonder if Hannah could have imagined that.He would be the one to anoint David, king of Israel.
我想哈拿是否可以想象到他会成为那一个高摩以色列王大卫的先知。
And from David would come a whole lineage of kings and rulers that the Lord would use to do his will, culminating in the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
从大卫所传承的君王和统治者会被神拣选来完成他的意愿，最终显现在我们主耶稣基督的降临上。
This is what could happen when we release our lives and the lives of our children to the Lord.
这个就是我们将我们的生命和我们孩子的生命交给主的会所会发生的事情。
You see, the Bible says in 2 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, that the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. And then also Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor of the Lord and with people.
撒母耳记上第二章中讲到，那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
So although Samuel did not grow up in the presence of his mother, he grew up in the presence of the Lord.
所以虽然撒母耳没有在他母亲面前长大，但他却在主面前长大。
And the final question I want to pose to us today is that, you know, do our children grow up more in our presence, or do they grow up more in the presence of the Lord?
我最后想问大家的一个问题是，我们的儿女是在我们面前成长的多，还是在主面前成长的多？
So let's pray, shall we?
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, our desire is to not just listen to your word today, but to come before you with a heart of surrender, a heart that desires what you desire, God. And so, Lord God, hear our prayer today. We could have prayers right now, Lord Jesus, where we are really in anguish about a certain situation. We're frustrated about something that's happening in our lives. We're not able to hear you clearly. But God, I pray that even as we come before you today, that we would learn to release everything over to you, O God. That we no longer hold on to the things in our lives so tight that you cannot do the things you want to do in our lives. So Lord God, help us even as we leave now to reflect on your goodness for Hannah and her family. And to also, Lord God, when we go today, when we have family dinners with our loved ones today, may we be people who are willing to release our loved ones, our children, our spouses, even ourselves, unto you for your good work and for your purpose. It is in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.